Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Monday morning.
Monday is the worst.
You're right, Club Weekend.
We're back!
Yeah. I've got 2 ears and they're tuned to the station.
Welcome back to the show that we're doing right now.
God, I miss this place. Let me just soak it in.
I'm not a morning person. Not good with that whole portion of the day.
Why are you up so early?
Gotta make a living, man.
You've got a hell of a way to make a living.
My dude, Tamar, is a friend of mine, and he's telling me about this new stuff he was getting and all this awesome dog training stuff he's doing. He's all excited about starting a new life. And I'm like, cool beans.
Showtime.
My dude came over.
Oh, good way to start the morning. Cool beans, man.
It's the Mike cool and Carla Morning Show, and our producer, Morty, 6:06, Monday morning. It was a great weekend until it wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
The weather was beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
I know you went out and did a lot.
Everybody was really nice busy. And then everybody was quite shocked and stunned yesterday. Man alive at the death of Kobe Bryant. It was really, wow.
His daughter and all of the other people in the helicopter, which we will talk about.
Yes, and I'm going to mention those names, too, a little later in the show, because those names, they need to be mentioned.
Yeah.
You know?
And then, of course, you combine that with the Grammys last night, which was at the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are saying just that, the house that Kobe built, you know?
It was just a lot of stuff going on. So.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we'll try and cover as much. And the comments, not only from the people that, like Tiger Woods,
mm-hmm.
who was playing in a golf tournament.
Yeah.
And said, I just found out 5 minutes ago.
Right.
In fact, while I was out on the course, people started kind of talking and you could hear them.
Yeah.
So we got that.
It's interesting to hear a lot of what a lot of his teammates and then people who played with him over the years.
Right.
I mean, Shaquille O'Neal, with good reason, was just,
I can imagine.
Oh, my Lord.
All right. Yeah. So we'll cover that as much as we can. Sunshine today, going to be nice today and right through the work week. They say by the weekend, low 70s.
Yeah.
Today, high
that?
In the mid
huh?
to upper 60s, 52. Now, Carla has her first update on take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
It is all about the biggest night in music. I will fill you in on some of the happenings at the Grammys.
All right, more on that and other stories after the Bengals walk like an Egyptian.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yes, we did mention earlier that Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter killed in a helicopter crash. And he was 41 years old, by the way. The investigation is still going on, but it sounds like weather was probably a factor. Very foggy at the time of the crash. And I do want to mention, and we'll do it again in this show, Kobe Bryant, Gianna Bryant, John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli, Alyssa Altobelli, Christina Mauser, Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester, and Ara Zabayan. Those are the other people who are on that helicopter as well. And because of that, the biggest night in music sadly began with a tribute to Kobe Bryant. Alicia Keys said, "We're all feeling crazy sadness right now because we lost a hero." And she said that. "We're literally standing in the heartbroken in the house that Kobe built there at the Staples Center." And then she sang along with Boyz II Men. And we'll play a little bit of that for you later, because that was certainly last minute, you know, that came together. And some highlights. I just want to let you know, Billie Eilish, we talk about her a lot here. Killed it, man. 5 Grammys. She and her brother Phineas, including album, song, record, plus Best New Artist of the Year. She just turned 18 years old. She's the youngest person to be nominated for and win all 4 of those honors. Her brother Phineas actually was the biggest winner of the night. He won 6 awards because he also won for Producer of the Year and Best Engineered Album. So he does all of that stuff as well. Lizzo, she had the most nominations, 8. She came out with 3 wins, including Best Pop Solo Performance for Truth Hurts. and Best Traditional R&B Performance for Jerome. If you've heard her voice, she's got a great voice. I know people talk about a lot of other things with her, but she's got a great voice. So lots of highlights, lots more to talk about, but I'll leave you with that for now. But don't miss Kansas Live at the Smith Center March 21st. That is my Fan Flea deep take.
Yeah, big night for Billie Eilish.
The Grammy winner for Album of the Year. New artist.
Duh.
Yeah.
And she can sing. You know, that live performance was really good.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Ooh, she did a great job, and a big night for her. And
yes,
as well as a lot of other
artists. Man.
All right.
Okay.
Antonio Juarez got the call from the Beasley Banker this morning to find out he won $1,000. His reaction.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course, we always want to know. So does the Beasley Banker. What are you going to do with the money?
Pay some bills, maybe take a little vacation.
Yeah, do a little getaway.
I'm waiting for somebody once to say, none of your business what I'm doing with money.
You do with the money whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you don't need to know.
No. Your next chance to score some cash in the 10K Payday Contest happening in less than 2 hours, 8 o'clock. For complete rules and details about the 10K Payday Contest, just go to our website, 963KKLZ.com. Boy, that wasn't awkward last night at the Grammys.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Uh-uh. Aerosmith. And
no, not at all.
Even before that, during the rehearsals, Joey Kramer, the drummer of Aerosmith, locked out of rehearsals, standing in front of two big beefy security guards.
Yeah, but then he gets to accept the award, the Music Cares Award, with them.
Right.
But then they got a union guy to play drums, apparently. That's weird.
What happened?
I don't know.
They were going strong. There was never any of that drama within the band,
right.
Like who's in, who's out, and
I know.
Then all of a sudden,
weird.
All right. By the way, you had mentioned Boys to Men, who we had just spoke to Nathan Morris of Boys to Men about singing at the NFC Championship game, him being a 49ers fan. And then all of a sudden, they're one of the first acts to appear with Alicia Keys and their tribute to Kobe Bryant.
Hello, take me the memories to be my sunshine after the
Boys to Men, Alicia Keys, right at the beginning of the Grammys last night. I told you that they were getting comments from different athletes, celebrities, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is Tiger Woods. Now, he was actually golfing in a tournament, had just gotten off the green, and here's what he said.
It's a shocker to everyone. Unbelievably sad, and one of the more tragic days that I think, well, for me, it's just the rally just kind of sitting in because I was just told probably about, 5 minutes ago. He burned so competitively hot and desire to win. Anytime he was in the game, he'd take on their best player and just shut him down for, all 48 minutes, and that was one of the more impressive things, I think, throughout this entire career. And then, when he ruptured his Achilles and went to the foul line and made his shots. I mean, that's tough.
So it doesn't matter, Tiger Woods or anybody. Just imagine being in a competitive situation and finding out because you start hearing the crowd talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you find out the news that you just found out.
Sure.
And it has to rattle you.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. More on that. The passing of Kobe Bryant. Throughout the morning, Cindy Lauper, time after time.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all morning long, or since we hit the air live, about the passing of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the seven other passengers in that helicopter. The thing that makes it so sad is not that it wouldn't if he were doing anything else, but he was doing a dad thing.
Yeah.
With his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what hit me the most, especially having two daughters myself. And,
right.
And you go on, you know, when they're growing up, you go on these road trips for soccer games and stuff like that.
All of them were. The others were as well. They
exactly.
had their daughters as well.
That's
yeah.
what struck me to be the most sad thing about
mm-hmm.
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Throughout the NBA, of course, they had a full schedule yesterday. And I can't. When I heard about this, I said, oh, how are they going to handle this? This is from the Toronto-San Antonio game where both teams let the 24-second shot clock run out. In honor, of course, of Kobe's number 24.
They have decided that whoever wins the tip, and in this case Toronto, they are going to let the shot clock run out because of the number 24 to honor Kobe Bryant. Fitting. Appropriate. Is Fred VanVleet holding on to it, and the crowd recognizing what this means. And DeJounte Murray will do the same. The 24-second shot clock for Kobe Bryant. Number 24.
Then the other team did
That's
it.
That's cool. Good. Good.
I mean, yeah, how else
I'm
do you
sure
do that?
That? A lot of teams will be retiring that number as well. I know that one did already. I'm sure. I bet you all teams will retire his number.
So nobody will be able to wear the number 24
yeah,
or even
or
the
number eight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And that was happening all over the NBA. And there were other tributes, of course, as
yeah.
I'm sure you can imagine. Tell everybody what happened to you over the weekend, because you like to be very fashionable.
Oh,
and,
my God. I thought this was
very funny.
Well, I tried on some new jeans, and ladies, you know what I'm talking about. The big style now, they're calling them mom jeans,
mm-hmm.
and the waist is really high. They're high-waisted and super high-waisted, not joking. So I thought I'd try them on. It's like, how high-waisted could they be? Oh, my God, like right on, holding my boobs up. I didn't even need a bra. They're right under my boobs.
Did you even walk out of the dressing room?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't. Not to mention, when you're trying to, like, you know, when you're putting jeans on and you're buttoning them at the waist.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But now you're going up for me, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 inches higher. That's not my waist. Somebody help me with the buttons. It was awful. And then when you sit down, ladies, I don't mean to be rude, but you sit down and there's a gap and now you have a little penis and it's just, they're awful. Who came up with these things? Seriously, you do. Who came up with these things and who's wearing them?
Well, evidently women with long legs and long waists.
Oh, I can't. And they don't make me look like I have, they make me look like I have like about a 6-inch torso, my upper torso, and then I'm all legs with my boobs at my waist. Oh, my God.
How many
God.
Other women can relate to this? Because,
who?
And what's very odd about this, as short as you are,
yeah,
your legs are longer than mine.
I know. We've talked, what is your inseam? Like a
27.
27? Yeah, mine is generally right around a 29, if you yeah. can believe that.
I just try and find jeans. Long enough,
you have
or short
longer,
enough.
Yes, your upper torso is yeah, yeah. But it was awful. And then I felt like I should join like a Bunko League or something because I'm standing on my porch doing like the little crocheted Kleenex cozy
before the big bocce ball tournament.
Yes, exactly, Mike.
I just thought that was so funny.
Come on over here.
Because some women can pull that off, but
they
clearly.
Can, but not me. And my name is not Helen.
Okay.
I can't do it. I cannot do it.
Sunshine today. Going to be nice today and right through the work week. High in the mid to upper 60s, low 70s by the big game weekend.
Yes, that's right.
Which, you know, the town is going to be packed, so it's only about 52 outside right now. Few things we think you should know. Carlo, I'll have that for you in a couple of minutes.
You won't believe what we're going to be seeing on our license plates next.
Perfect. All right, more on that and some other things we think you should know. After the Eagles, Hotel California.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is very, very interesting. Last year, 2019, more people went to the library than to the movies. Yeah. Libraries are a thing now again, because you can go, you can watch movies there, you can use the computers there, you can do, there's just a lot going on at the library now, but more people went to the library than movies. So.
I think my wife Jody still has her library card, but she would go quite a bit.
I know a lot of people who still do it.
I still do
it. Or you can check out, you can check out online now too, you know, which is kind of nice.
You and you can rent movies there too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't have to go in and have the card, you know, stamped in the back of the book anymore, but you know, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on there.
I know in our town.
Over to the 20.
In our town, that was where you met, you hooked up with somebody.
Okay.
Like in junior high or something?
Right, right.
Going to the library to study.
Generally, yeah.
Really? You're going to? Yes, I'm going to the library. Right. Then you'd bring books back. So, yeah. See, I was at the library.
Yeah, we would go into like.
But then I'd end up with Linda Krenicki or something.
Yeah. Well, we'd go and read like dirty stuff.
Oh.
We'd go read dirty stuff there.
See, I would never do that.
Somebody told me when I was younger about.
You didn't read it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, you guys didn't. We read it. We read it. A bill in Vermont. In Vermont seeks to allow emojis on license plates.
Oh, perfect.
So if it is passed, people, you could pick one of six emojis.
Okay.
That they would allow. I'm sure if this happens, I'm quite certain this will go, you know, nationwide.
Is it like the pile of poop? Is that one of them? Or?
Well, I have to look up and see which ones they are. I would imagine that would be number one.
Number two would be number one?
Number two would be number one. I would imagine so.
Right.
And so I will, you know what? We could figure out what would be your favorite.
Okay.
You know, on a license plate. And last week, Mike, you had mentioned the new challenge on, you know, the internet challenge. It's the outlet challenge where you put a penny, you know, to short an outlet. Well, three students in Massachusetts are facing charges for trying it at school. One of them started a fire, and it caused almost $1,000 worth of damage. Wow. So what I'm saying here, people, don't do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's a stupid challenge to begin with.
Do it. It is a stupid challenge. So stay away from
the outlet. It's not even a challenge.
No. Well,
you just do it.
Yeah.
It's just
like,
a dumb.
What skill is involved?
Right. It's a dare.
It's not a challenge. It's a dare.
So just don't. Don't. You know what? Don't be a, you know, don't be one of my dudes and do it, okay? Don't do it and you'll be cool beans, all right? It is Monday. A few things you should know.
Carla, you had mentioned that that bill in Vermont that will allow emojis on license plates.
Yes.
Well, and you'll be able to pick from six.
Right.
They will have six of those.
Yes.
And some of the people that were asked if they liked the idea or not, here's what they said.
It's like using your cell phone while driving. Everybody would be distracted looking for the emojis on license plates.
I guess it's an okay idea. I wouldn't say it's good, and I wouldn't say it's bad. It's not hurting anybody.
Why not? You can already customize it. I mean, it's just another thing to add to it, really.
As long as they're appropriate, I'm all for it.
I think it would be neat to see. It really would.
So there's the thumbs up, the heart, the laughing, just laughing, not with the tears.
Yeah.
The mouth open and wide and eyes open. Whoa, that one.
Yeah.
As I make my emoji face, maybe we'll do that. Oh, there we go.
Morty, we got a video
crying.
Of this.
I know. Morty, I'll try to do all of them. Crying with just one tear.
Okay.
And then there's angry. There's the orange angry face. So those are the six that you would get to choose
from. All right. Out of those six, which one would you choose?
Me?
Which one? What about you?
Probably the laughing one. I would choose the laughing one.
Comedy and...
Yes, exactly. That
okay.
one or the big, the mouth wide open, the what?
Yeah.
That, what?
Don't hurt yourself.
I'll try to
Morty, what about
them.
You? Which one?
It would either be the laugh, the anger, or the thumbs up.
They don't have the shaka thing that,
No, just the thumbs up.
Too bad there's no eggplant.
No.
Yeah.
It's an eggplant and a peach, officer. No, that's a peach. Okay.
What about everybody else? 702-739-9636. Out of the six, or you know what? Not even out of the six.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you just had to pick your own emoji,
right?
What would it be?
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Hit me up for the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so Vermont is trying to pass a bill. Well, you'll be able to use emojis on your license plate.
Yes.
Only six, but if you had your choice of any of them,
right?
which one would you put on your plate if the bill passed here in Nevada?
Right. I got, this is funny, since we live in Vegas, one of our listeners said the smiling emoji, with the dollar signs as the eyes. Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I like that. I don't think I've ever seen that. But
yeah, exactly. Well, somebody wrote, horrible idea. Now we have to train cops how to speak emoji. It would only be one. You're not going to do a whole full set.
See, Morty had the idea, I'm going to put like five or six across my plate.
Right.
Instead of letters and numbers.
Right. No, it's just going to be one. You can add that.
No.
Well, now they have to change the ticket printer thing, too, when they give you a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to have to draw.
They're going to have to print it out.
Let's see. What is that? Is that a thumb?
That's going to take a little bit longer for the cops to issue a ticket.
Are you laughing or crying? I see a tear. Is that a laughing or crying?
They have an easel.
See, yes. And then in court, it's going to be like, no. I had the angry. Mine is the angry emoji. It's
sorry,
not the
Your Honor.
Emoji with the eyes open and the mouth open.
Chrissy, what's on your mind?
Oh, my gosh. I am dying. This is Beth. Did Mike just say he wanted the shocker emoji?
No, you said the...
Oh, the shocker.
Shocker, yeah.
The stalker? Is there a shocker emoji? Oh, shocker.
Shocker. I know. What is it? What is it, the taser?
It's the face where the hair's all up.
Yeah, there you go.
And the mouth is open and the eyes are wide open.
And there's drool.
About that. Sorry for the confusion.
That's great. You guys have a good day.
And sorry about that, Beth. I don't know what happened to Chrissy. But what emoji would you put on your place?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Right. And you're right, Carla. That brings up another problem. How are they going to write out the tickets?
Yeah, I know.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here we go. Another shot for you to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, bank.
Bank, B-A-N-K, bank.
That's the word you need right there for your chance to win $1,000 right now. Text BANK to 45911. That's 45911. Win that $1,000 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter BANK at 96.3KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app on your smartphone. Again, the word BANK. You have 15 minutes to enter the word, and in about a half hour, maybe get some weird number dialing you up. Pick it up this time. Could very well be the Beasley banker telling you just won $1,000. Again, the word, how appropriate, bank. Text it to 45911. You have 15 minutes. Do it now. Good luck.
Imagine winning $10,000 to kick off the new year. 10K payday contest. The word is bank. Just gave you a brand new code word, bank, B-A-N-K. Text it to 45911. Put $1,000 in your pocket or to qualify for the 10K payday grand prize. Just enter that word bank on the free KKLZ app or through our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Have until 8:15 to do that. Carla, I'm surprised you didn't mention, today's a big day today, big Monday.
I know.
You know what day it is today? It's National Bubble Wrap Day.
I know.
That's what it sounds like when they roll a bunch of bubble wrap down and let a truck go over it.
Or in my garage when I open a package and just twist it. No,
they say that's one of the most, like if you're trying to get rid of a lot of tension or stress.
Right.
They say the National Bubble Wrap Day is a good day for you then.
It's the best. It really is. You know what? It is a rough day for a lot of people. If you have any, just start popping it.
Yeah.
Oh, it feels good.
You know what? Just start. Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
I like to do it slow.
I do, too, and I actually am liking the bigger bubbles a little better now. They have the bigger bubbles, Oh, they're nice.
Where you can just go.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's your one by one right there. Or twisting it. There we go. Come on.
There we go. Got it?
Yeah.
Twisted hard. Yeah.
Yeah,
it sounds more like firecracker.
I know.
Gunfire. Sunshine today, going to be nice today and right through the weekend. They say by big game weekend, low 70s. Today, high in the mid to upper 60s. It's about 54. Now, Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, Prince William has a new job and somewhat new title.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find out more about that. Some other entertainment news after John Parr. St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this earlier. Of course, Aerosmith performed last night on the Grammys with, hello, why is their name escaping me right now?
Oh, Run DMC.
Thank you, Run DMC. I thought it was interesting, I guess. I was glad that Run DMC was there. Steven Tyler sounded a little rough.
Yeah.
So you heard all the drama. Joey Kramer, that's their drummer. He did not play with them. But he was there to accept the Music Cares Person of the Year award with the rest of Aerosmith the night before. Friday night, I believe it was. But, of course, he wasn't allowed to play with them. Left out of the performance, and it was just that guy.
Now, I've heard a couple of things about this whole situation. Mm-hmm. That he's been losing a little bit of, you know, he's getting older.
Uh-huh.
Can't keep up with the music.
Yeah.
And then I heard that he had some procedures done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some medical stuff done.
Right.
And it's been tough for him to ramp back up.
Right. Could very well
so
be.
So what, I don't know what it is that started this whole thing. I mean, you look at Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Hell, their drummer got one of their arms taken off, and they waited for him, and they said, okay, now you're our drummer again.
I know. I agree. And
so I don't know the true story behind this whole thing.
Yeah. Calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Steven Tyler.
Dude
can't even keep up with the band.
Yeah.
So.
More like walkers this way. Jeez. Come on. Yes. I know. It's an interesting... I mean, I would love to know the real story, you know, but
yeah.
I don't know.
That has to be a little awkward.
Yeah. Oh, no
kidding. To say the least.
Horrible.
I know.
No, you can come to the awards thing. You can't play, though. Just give us your sticks. Give us your sticks.
Okay.
Neil Young, Canadian-born Neil Young, now officially an American citizen.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. So maybe we can give Justin Bieber back now. bye-bye. And Queen Elizabeth appointed Prince William. You want to come in here?
Hold on.
Well, are you talking about my grandson? Let me tell you what I've done. I've appointed him the Lord High Commissioner to the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland. This is a bit higher than a prince, but not quite as prestigious as the night manager at Arby's. Thank you. Right on time. Thank you for bringing in my walk-on.
I gotta be honest. I didn't know you were stopping by, Your Highness.
Do you have new equipment or something? Maybe we can hit the mark next time. That's what I tell Philip all the time. He hasn't hit the mark in years. Hey, you can go now. Go on, get out of here.
This is beside the fact that we smelled something burning.
Nice that I showed up. Okay.
All right.
Anyhow.
What a nice visit.
Do not miss Kansas live at the Smith Center March 21st. For now, that's my painfully deep tip.
I don't know, Carla, if you saw this story. This is just so amazing. There was a 76-year-old woman in Manhattan. She fell out of a seventh-story window over the weekend.
Yeah.
Luckily, she survived after landing on a pallet of fresh fruit.
Oh, man. I can't.
First of all, what are the chances of you falling out of a building?
I know.
Out of a seventh-story window?
Right.
And then on top of that, there just happens to be a pallet of fruit.
Yeah. Oh, luckily. I'm okay. I landed on mangoes. I'm okay.
Oh my God. Here are some of her neighbors talking about it. And listen to this.
What a stroke of luck that there was something under her to break her fall, and she survived. It's incredible, really.
That's great. I'm glad she's okay.
I was putting a couple of dishes away, and I heard the crash, and I went out on the terrace, and I looked down, and she was on the sidewalk. It was terrifying. She just had spinal fusion in October, and she just recovered from that. She was a fall risk. And she had balance issues.
So she ended up with two broken hips, some cracked ribs.
Oh, no. That's
76 years old. And like that one person said, she was having balancing issues after a recent operation.
Yeah. Oh,
so don't you stay away from the windows?
Well,
especially if they're open?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. The circumstances, I just feel horrible. But it's like the movies, you know, where it always works out. You know, where Tom Cruise jumps out the, you know, 30-story building and then lands in the trash bin where there happen to be 14 mattresses, you know?
I told you about my friend, we've talked about this on the air. He was in construction, fell four floors, and part of him landed on sand, part of a pile of sand, part of him on the concrete. And fully recovered now. It took years.
Oh, boy.
And I said, what was the worst part of the fall? And he said that I wasn't knocked out.
I
laid there awake. But I seven floors. And being 76? The fact that she survived is amazing.
Ooh-wee.
Just be careful.
Don't near open windows. Stay away.
Oh, my God. Hey, we have tickets for the Jonas Brothers.
We sure do.
On the Grammys last night. We'll tell you how to win those in about 7-8 minutes from now.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, it's not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so last night, Grammy Awards and Jonas Brothers are performing. Which one had the spinach in his...
I think it was Nick. Yeah, I think it was Nick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have tickets to go see Jonas Brothers.
Yes, we do. That is, they're going to be over at the Park Theater in April.
This is for their run during that week in April. And
it's actually a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's like 9 days. The first of the 18th.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to make it easy since we've muddled through this Monday. The answer is always C.
Yeah, we haven't played this in a while. So, and keep in mind, it'll all be on boy bands.
All right. Okay?
Yeah.
We're going to get through news and weather, and then we'll start looking for caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Phone line's on hold right now. So put it in your mind. Think about it. The answer is always C. That is coming up here in a couple of minutes. Giving away a pair of tickets for Jonas Brothers for their run in April when they come back to Vegas. Carlo, we have Matt on the phone. Matt, who are you winning these tickets for?
Oh, I got a friend that would love to go to this concert for sure.
All right, here we go. The answer is always C, Matt. That's the name of the game, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
3 out of 3, and you're a winner. Here we go.
Ricky Martin was a member of this boy band, also named after a soup. Was it A, the chicken noodles, B, the French onions, or C, Menudo?
I'm going to go with C, Menudo.
That's it right there. Good job, my friend. Matt, NKOTB stands for A, no kind of trippin', boy. B, nauseating kind of tuberculosis. Or C, new kids on the block.
Wow, B sounds really good, but I'm going to go with C.
Yes, they lasted a lot longer than that B group.
Yeah, third and final.
Hanson had a huge hit with A, drop. B, stop. Or C, bop.
Well, I think back in the day, everybody wished it was B. But I'm going to go with C.
Yes! Good job, man! Woo-hoo! Nicely done.
You got the tickets. Jonas Brothers, Park Theater, Park MGM from Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. These tickets don't even go on sale until this Friday, but you already have a pair. When they are in Vegas in April, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Matt, thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you very much, guys. I love 96.3.
Congratulations, another 10K payday winner in the cash contest. It was Jeff Oddie who got through, got the call from the Beasley banker, his reaction when he picked up the phone.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
And like the banker normally does, hey, what are you going to do with the money?
I appreciate it. I'm going to go on vacation, probably.
There you go. $1,000 in your pocket, qualified for $10,000. Anytime you want to play, check out the details on our website or free KKLZ app. In fact, your next chance to play in less than an hour. We'll have another code word for you. Wendy Rush will do that at the top of the hour, 10 o'clock.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here we go. Some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Sky Diamonds. guy in Canada broke into a cell phone store by squeezing through a security gate. But then he realized all the valuable merchandise had been put away, and he couldn't squeeze back out for some reason.
Oh, jeez.
So he just had to wait while the cops showed up. And,
okay.
The owner of the store was watching the whole thing on his security cam at home.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
A little help. Somebody, a little help.
So he just called the police and said, hey.
They got nothing at this robbery.
Jeez. Hotel in BC, Canada, offering a special deal where you can stay free for the next 18 years on Valentine's Day. Oh. All you have to do is book a room there and conceive a baby.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Just any time? I mean, just you have to pop it out in 9 months? Okay.
I guess. Didn't we do that a long time ago?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
At the Strat.
Yeah.
We did our show from the top of the Strat. We gave five couples a room and then kept tabs on them.
Right, because they wanted to have a baby.
Yeah, all five couples wanted to have a baby.
Yeah.
And the first couple that said they were pregnant.
Right.
They won the grand prize.
That's very cool. I like it. Might have to revise that.
Maybe.
I like that a lot. Well, West Virginia police recently arrested James Peck is his name. James Peck is his name. He attempted to shoplift a machete from Walmart by, of course, stuffing it down his pants. James Peck. He was charged with resisting arrest and other crimes. How do you resist when you have a machete shoved down your pants? But okay.
You got to be careful.
Yes, exactly. And listen to this. I just have to share this. So there was a survey done on what state each state hates the most.
Oh.
Okay. California has the most states that hate it. We are one of them. Nevada hates California.
Oh, okay.
Got it. California. Texas hates California the most. California hates Texas.
Oh.
Now, listen to this. So, North Carolina, they hate South Carolina, that whole thing.
All right.
Only one state where the most hated state is itself, Florida. They hate themselves. They hate Florida.
So, all the people there already hate the state of Florida.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, we don't need to waste our energy hating them.
No.
Because they're already hated by the people that live there.
No, but man. I'll tell you, those people, why do you go to Florida? You hate yourself. You hate yourself. It is Monday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Every morning, try to end the show with a bit of good news. Just take this one with you. It's just fun. It's sweet. 91-year-old Lloyd Black, he lives in Alabama. He was named Member of the Month at Anytime Fitness. Now, he joined the gym a year ago, exercises 3 to 4 times a week in his denim overalls. He said he joined the gym because he wants to try to stay in shape and stay active at 91 years old. Goes in there, spends most of his time on the treadmill, but like I say, he's in there 3 to 4 times a week. So no, it doesn't matter how young or old you are, you can still hop on the treadmill a few times a week, and you might become Member of the Month at your gym. So
how old?
91.
Wow.
Mike.
You know what?
91.
You don't have to wear all that fancy schmancy workout stuff.
No.
And
no, I'm evidence of that.
Pair of overalls and you're ready to go.
Yes.
Love it. Anytime you have a feel-good story or a hometown hero that makes you feel good, or you know that he or she has done something very nice for the community, we want to hear about it. That's why we always tell people, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, kicking off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Just a couple of minutes, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Wrapping up the show this morning. Boy, started off the first hour a little tough.
Yeah.
Talked about the passing away of Kobe, his daughter, and the other people in this helicopter that went down.
Right.
Mentioned their names because those need to be mentioned as well.
Yeah.
Lakers play their first home game tomorrow night, I think, at the Staples Center. I can't even imagine what that's going to be like.
No, no kidding.
All right.
No kidding.
Also, the idea of emojis appearing on your license plates. They're going to make it happen in Vermont. If we did it here in Nevada, lot of people think, hey, that wouldn't be too bad, and here's the emoji I would have.
Right, right.
Very nice. Just make sure if you're falling out of a building, you have a pallet of fruit right there.
Boy, that's crazy.
And enjoy National Bubble Wrap Day.
Yes, do enjoy it. You know, Laura actually wrote us and said, morning show, thank you for cheering me up this morning. Very surreal being at the Rebels game yesterday when all the news went down about Kobe Bryant. So I just wanted you to know that my brain is on bubble wrap this morning.
Start popping.
Yes, exactly. It'll help.
All right. Wendy Rush coming in next. Less than 20 minutes. She'll have a new code word for you. 10K payday contest. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
It's the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.